In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Sunday is the first Sunday of the Triodion, which is the book that we use beginning today through Holy Saturday. And then on Pascha, of course, we switch to the Pentecostarian. And so we have four preparatory Sundays to prepare us for Lent. And each one of these Sundays has an important lesson for us. When we hear a parable like the one that we just heard, the temptation for us is to think about all the people that are Pharisees, like the guy in the parable, and how bad they are. But we don't gain any benefit by thinking about how bad other people are, because we're actually doing the same thing that the Pharisee was doing in the parable when we do that. What we have to do is to think about, how does this apply to me? And one of the lessons that we can derive from this parable is how we approach God in confession, both in terms of our private prayers and also when we come to confession in the church. The first example we have is the Pharisee, and what did he do? He confessed not his sins, but his virtues. And he had some virtues. The things that he was doing that he talked about were good things. They were good things to be doing. But in and of themselves, they certainly would not save a person, and they were nothing to boast about in front of a holy God, particularly when he no doubt had many other sins that he was ignoring when he was confessing his virtues. And the only sins that he confessed were the sins of his neighbors. He talked about all the other people who were doing this, that, and the other thing, and then particularly this publican. So in his pride, he was denying reality. He was also coming to a place where he could have received healing, and because he wanted to make himself look good before God, as if God didn't already know the state of his soul, he missed the opportunity that he had. The admonition that you hear me read when you come to confession, right before you confess, says, "Behold, my child, Christ standeth here invisibly and receiveth thy confession. Wherefore, be not ashamed, neither be afraid, and conceal nothing from me, but tell me, doubting not, all things which thou hast done, and so shalt thou pardon from our Lord Jesus Christ. Lo, his holy image is before us, and I am but a witness bearing testimony before him of all things which thou dost say to me. But if thou shalt conceal anything from me, thou shalt have the greater sin. Take heed, therefore, lest having come to the physician, thou depart unhealed." When we fail to honestly assess ourselves, when we fail to honestly confess our sins, we come to the physician, but we depart unhealed. The example that we need to follow is the example of the publican, who didn't confess any virtues that he may have had, didn't talk about what anyone else was doing, but only talked about himself as being a sinner. The path to our healing is to come before God humbly and to ask for his mercy. Today we also celebrate the memory of the prophet Zechariah. In the first chapter, third verse, that prophet tells us, "Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you." This is the message that God is constantly giving us. We always have the opportunity to repent, but especially during Lent, the church flashes a neon sign and tells us and underlines all the things that we need to be doing. Now is the time for us to prepare for Lent. We want to get the most out of it that we possibly can. We want to make spiritual progress. And so let us enter into this time prayerfully, humbly, and come to confession. Confess your sins in your private prayers, especially at the end of every day. It's good to do that. But come to confession regularly. Let us not miss this opportunity. Before we know it, Lent will begin. And if you don't begin preparing now, you'll be on Pascha thinking, "Gee, I let another Lent go by me and I didn't get much benefit from it." Make a commitment now to prepare yourself. Amen.